Today is Juneteenth, a commemoration of the day that word of the Emancipation Proclamation reached the entire U.S. population. That was more than 2 years after slavery was abolished. Juneteenth was celebrated last weekend in Atlanta's Moseley Park. On Second Thought, producer Summer Evans was there and sent this audio postcard.
My name is Arielle Felix, and we are at the 7th Annual Juneteenth Atlanta Festival. Juneteenth celebrates the last year that the last slaves were freed in 1863, June 19th, in Texas. So we celebrate Juneteenth as our form of Independence Day versus 4th of July, because during the 4th of July, we weren't actually all free during that time frame. So as a Juneteenth festival, we collectively come together in unity and celebrate together.
My name is Sir Classic, down here at the Juneteenth Festival 2018. Today we're at Moseley Park. It's a local park here in Atlanta, city of Atlanta. This particular event has been going on 6 years.
My name is Shirley Barlow. I am a 1973 graduate of Morris Brown College. Yeah. Juneteenth is part of my history because I am an American, not a black American or white American. I'm an American, and we all are American. We're here living together to make this world a better place. It's all people out here celebrating for the same thing, because if we're not free, the other people can't be free.
My name is Harlem Duru. My company's name is Helm. We do head wraps and hats and fanny packs. I could wrap you right now if you want. This whole place feels like home, which is Africa, where it all started. I feel it. I like the energy here. Everybody's happy and greeting each other, passing out free samples. I like it here. It's nice.
My name is Alexis Thomas. I had a Polish sausage and some fries, but they have a lot of good stuff. I saw like fried fish, and they have like a shrimp Creole. They actually ran out. That's what I wanted, but they ran out. But yeah, and then I had some vegan ice cream.
I had lectured to them about the not too distant day when they would have freedom all here now. I had urged them to have faith in America and in white society. Their hopes had soared. They were now booing me because they felt that we were unable to deliver on our promises. They were booing because we had urged them to have faith in people who had too often proved to be unfaithful.
My favorite part is just seeing we as black people coming together in peace, unity, for one common goal.
What we are trying to teach our young people is, no matter when, you're free and you celebrate and let the world know what you're all about. And that's what we're letting them know, that we are free and nothing can hold us back, that we are going to fight to make sure that we enjoy all of the freedom.
Sounds from the Juneteenth Festival in Moseley Park, gathered by On Second Thought's Summer Evans.